Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, we made it to Friday, 97.1. Happy Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You heard Brendan Shabath on the updates.
Yeah, he's coming in hot this morning, isn't he?
Not wrong. He cheated.
No, I know.
Just kind of, I can't fight him on that one. A lot of Lions gear today. I'm rocking some blue. John's got Lions sweatshirt. Greg's got the Lions hat. We're ready to go.
Yep. Heather, what are you just not a fan?
I rocked it the other day.
No, she's rocking her eagle green.
Oh, no.
Yeah, virtual high five there.
I think I know where the picks are going this week.
Yeah, I guess so. Huh.
No. You know nothing.
Colin must be upset. Confrontational Colin.
Look out.
All weekend long, his wife is rooting for the home team. That would be the Eagles.
Shows up in full Eagle regalia for the game fly.
Must have been the influence of Stoney yesterday. He's in town, and
to be green.
We're reading into it.
Women think more about these things than other guys than guys at all.
Not at 4:30 in the morning. Not at 4:30. You find whatever is available and you put it on.
This is clean. Great.
I'll remember that in future days. Let's take a look at Heather's fit.
Yes. Well, yesterday I had to check that I actually put on clothes. Like, I thought I was still in my pajamas.
That's not where my mind went.
No, me neither. As if she would have drove here.
Completely naked.
Oh, what? Where?
Whoa, wait a second.
What?
Wow, this is a special show today.
I was still in my pajamas yesterday because I was wearing like those like the joggers and a sweatshirt. And I was like, wait a minute.
I know.
My clothes.
When I wear my, I wear the Lululemon dress pants and joggers of the same material.
Right.
And sometimes I'll look down and be like, wait a second. Am I wearing my dress pants or am I wearing my joggers? Yeah. But today is a special day too.
It is.
Yes, it is. And it is opening day eve. So I know there's probably a lot of people already packing up the truck this morning. Hey, getting things ready to go and making sure you got every single detail taken care of for opening day tomorrow. So just a quick message, be safe. Make sure you wear your Hunter Orange. Make sure you're doing, you're wearing your strap, your tree strap when you're up there, your safety harness, and just, hey, be safe and have a great time. Best of luck. I won't get a chance to hunt on opening day. I'll be in Chicago tomorrow. I actually may hear more gunfire in Chicago than, up north. But it will still have, hopefully everybody has a very safe opening day. Best of luck.
How have you historically juggled football and hunting? Because they are at odds, right? Like, you want to go up and you want to spend a weekend, but...
spend 2 weeks.
Whether you're playing or now working, how do you juggle it?
If opening day or opening weekend falls on a bye week, or if a bye week falls at any point. Now, it's usually the best opportunity I have is for it to be opening weekend, because you typically don't have a bye week before you're playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we had two. I was kind of hoping that maybe one would be a little bit later, but no, it's this is a conversation I have with the kids all the time about sacrifice for, you know, the job you do, or, you know, there's things that you want to do, but you just can't. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a while since I've been out at opening day. In fact, it's probably been, gosh, it's probably almost been a decade. Brady Hoke, I think, was the coach.
Wow.
Last time we had a bye on opening weekend that I could actually go out and hunt. And that day, Ruby took her first deer. I was standing behind her. We were holding the shotgun or the rifle together. I let her pull the trigger and bam, knocked it down.
Down goes Bambi.
Yeah, I got a picture of her holding the deer heart in her hands.
Oh, how old is she?
I did not make her take a bite out of it.
Oh gosh.
Yeah,
is that a thing people do?
Oh yeah, sometimes. Yeah, your first one, you're supposed to take a bite
out
of
the deer heart.
Oh yeah,
and then vomit. Like,
yeah,
that's
if you miss, yeah, then we, you know, like we tear your coattails and shirt tails.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah.
How old was she?
We make fun of you. I think she was probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was in one of those pop-up blinds, and I had three, I think, of the four original, because Teddy obviously wasn't around at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I had headphones, iPads, everything, trying to keep them entertained, just hoping and just begging for anything to come by. If it was brown, it was down.
John, I got a quick question. Better opening day, baseball or hunting?
Oh, it's hunting.
I thought
no
it
question.
Would be.
Yeah, no question. And you guys know how much I love opening day. But yeah, the opening day of hunt season, because the season's only 2 weeks long. You got 182. You get 162. Hopefully 182. 162. You got 81 home games. So I can go to any home game. But during hunting season, I only get 2 weeks of rifle season. Now, I do bow hunt. I do black powder. So it extends that season. But yeah, this is... It's kind of very similar to baseball opening day, because it's a tradition. And if you are that individual on opening day of baseball season that goes down with your buddies, hey, it's guys are coming from all over the state, your college buddies, high school buddies, it's that reunion.
Father, son, sometimes, whatever it is.
And this is that same reunion where you may not see these guys. You talk to them, you text them now, but you may not see them until, you know, hey, November 15 of next year.
So we know it's an exciting day for a lot of you guys out there.
Yes.
Great message, John. Have fun. Be smart. Come back in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show, we always say this, I got a busy show today, big show today, loaded show today. Guys, we have our staples, the picks and the cookie jar. We got Mike Tirico joining us at 7:35. Setting the scene for Sunday night. Always a big game when we get Tirico on. JB Bickerstaff will make his first appearance of the season on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to him at 8 o'clock today. We have Red Wing tickets to give away. They won last night. They're playing again this weekend. You want to win some tickets, be listening later in the show. We'll tell you how to do it. We're hitting everything today, but we are especially going to focus on Sunday night, Lions-Eagles. And, John, you want to start with a very basic question.
Yeah, and this is as simple as it gets. Fill in the blank. Lions win if... And then fill in the blank. Give us a call or text us 248-539-9797. We want to make this one simple. We want to have some fun with it. This is the biggest game of the season to this point, and some of it's just because it's the next one, but it is the defending Super Bowl champs. It is in their backyard. Lions win if, and I'll fill in that blank, Lions win if this offensive line dominates. Because there are still struggles that Philly has offensively. I think the defense will be fine. This offensive line, and especially Owosika and Glasgow, Ratledge, you have an opportunity to create a reputation for yourself. Not so much Glasgow because he's old, but the other two guys, you're getting a chance to play against a premier defensive tackle. And you don't, I mean, trust me, you don't want to block him one-on-one all game long, but when you get that opportunity, it's time to step up and make stake that claim, plant your flag, and talk about the badass that you are. Let's go. Go to Lincoln Financial Field and bury him.
That sound you heard was Heather cracking open a Red Bull. She's getting after it on a Friday morning.
Sure was, but I realized, oh, my mic's still on. I'll turn that off.
Yeah,
it's a rough night last night.
Yeah, it's deer hunting opening eve, and yeah. There's going to be a lot of that sound tonight. Cracking some beers.
Just wanted to clarify if anybody thought we were really getting after it on a Friday. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
I don't get to go, but we're doing it this morning.
Start partying for Sunday night today. The Lions win if blank. John, it does come down to what they do up front, but I think the result of that will be whose quarterback plays cleaner. And that will come from what is happening in front of that quarterback. Jalen Hurts on the season has one interception.
Mm-hmm.
16 touchdowns, one interception. He does not make a lot of mistakes. For Jared Goff, well, the fastest way to get him into a mistake situation is if you pressure up the middle. If the Lions keep the pocket clean for Jared, if the run game is real to allow play action to open up, if Jared's getting the ball out the way he did last week involving all the playmakers, clean football on the road against Philadelphia, and you get Hurts to make a mistake. You know, whether that's Brian Branch doing Brian Branch things, it's Aiden coming off the edge, it's Aleem McNeil making a play in the middle. Who plays cleaner at the quarterback position? And you're right, John. I think that all starts up front.
Yeah, and I can't remember if we were talking about it yesterday or if it was one of the other shows I was watching throughout the course of the day yesterday. It may come down to that turnover battle in regards to Jalen Hurts has been, you know, very selective with where he puts the ball. Now, some of that has resulted in it not as explosive of an offense.
Yeah, the offense has kind of a ceiling on it because he'll take some sacks, he'll eat a play, he won't take the chance.
Right. And you know, hey, hats off to him for recognizing there was an issue, correcting it, and giving his team the best chance to win. And they're 8-2. And a large part of that 8-2, we talked about, hey, they're not explosive offensively. We're not seeing A.J. Brown with big numbers or Devontae Smith. We've seen Saquon, you know, a couple of games really go off.
But bottled up for the most part.
But they just, hey, there's a lot of ugly wins. And I said, hey, ugly wins are still wins. They're 8-2. They're doing what they have to do to put themselves in great position for postseason play. But it really may come down to if you could win that turnover battle.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Lions will have the more explosive run game. That should open up Jared Goff to be a complete, balanced, under control field general on the road in Philadelphia. I think Hurts is going to do much of the same. So who affects who? And it starts up front. 248-539-9797. Jay, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Good morning.
So I believe that the Lions just need to have their defense man up and contain Jalen Hurts. Saquon's kind of having a down year. Both lines on the offensive lines are not as, I'd say, explosive as they were last year, but if they can contain Jalen and check that box and keep him contained, I think they'll come out victorious. And then, John, about that hunting,
yeah.
I bleed it through and through, brother. I've hunted everywhere after I got out of the service, and then I instilled that in my kids. When I coached, I live in Newaygo. I'm in town working, and I 70-8ers. I took a bunch of them bow hunting for a bow camp on weekends. And then my oldest, I mean, he graduated last year, but he hurt his back in football. And, I mean, I had to freaking put his pants on for opening day last year to get him out there because he wanted to go so bad. So I'll hang up and listen to what you say.
Okay, good luck tomorrow. Hope you have success.
Yep.
And I kind of with Jay, and I was going to ask him there, but I know we're up against it. If you could contain Jalen Hurts, that I think that will be one of the keys to this game.
Yeah.
Does it give you confidence the way that this defense played against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry?
You faced a two-headed monster and a mobile quarterback.
And was it 7 sacks in that game?
7 sacks in that game.
You get that performance? Yeah. Yeah. I could get behind that reason.
Also leads to stops, turnovers. Remember, they had the goal line stand. Mm-hmm. They had the Aiden fumble. 248-539-9797. Lions win if... We'll get to the picks coming up at 6:35. I've got the 5 most important players in the game on Sunday night. We'll do that at 6:50. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. We love Fridays. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30, and that's Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to grab your reward before the clock expires. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Just as a reminder, that's Eastern time, and it is 6 to 7:30 tonight. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at marisas.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finally got a little separation last night. Dylan Larkin, great effort. 2-0, odd man rush. Bury the chance, go up two goals and get that first line going a little bit. Wings finally got some offense last night and picked up a win against the Ducks. All right, we're looking ahead to Sunday night. Lions win if blank. John Ticketex.
Mm-hmm.
Lions win if they can stop the tush push, Brandon and Roseville.
All right, well... So I did see the percentages of their conversion rate over the last couple of years, and it is slowly going down. Defenses are finding ways to stop it, or they've just become less efficient. Now, they're still at like 80% efficiency. But I don't necessarily know that stopping that one play, if it comes down to, hey, whether they score the winning touchdown or not, okay, yeah.
You want to avoid getting them to fourth and ones, fourth and inches, fourth at the goal line.
Third and one, third and inches.
Yeah. Same thing. Tex says they win if Glasgow can hold his own against Carter and if the tush push is officiated properly. Nothing's going to irk us more if we have to spend time on Monday talking about, well, if
okay,
the tush push should benefit.
So just,
don't let it come down to that.
Well, okay, and prepare yourself. All right? It is hard to officiate that play because it's bang, bang. The one that annoys me the most, not necessarily the offsides, because as soon as somebody moves offensively, you get to move defensively. Mm-hmm. All right. So it doesn't necessarily have to just be when the ball is snapped. It's just when somebody moves. So I'm not so upset about that versus when Jalen Hurts reaches the ball over and, you know, because
when he stopped, they get to decide he stopped.
Right. But.
But if he it's keeps the going, they keep, just let that, him that keep going. Keeps
pushing. Yeah, yeah,
it's the inconsistency. That's where, yeah. Tex says Lions win if they can run for 200 yards, control the ball, keep the Philly offense off the field. I don't think they have to run for 200 yards, but I think they need a big day on the ground.
Yeah, 200 would be a bit aggressive against this team. I would even go back to last week what you said, 150 against Washington. I think if you're able to rush for over 125, you're going to be in a good spot.
Lions win if our defense holds Philly under 20. Hard to imagine we would be scoring less than 21 with Dan calling plays. That signed Mike Eating.
Mm-hmm.
Lions win if Jared Goff can stay erect. Todd in Detroit.
Yeah.
Got to keep him upright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles are going to make an effort to get A.J. Brown more involved this week. The key is keeping him quiet, Tom, in a car. Let that fester.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you look at all the stupid things that he tweets or says. Like, it can't. I know that the guys, they've all said that they love him in the locker room, but at some point, when he keeps needling, hey, if you've got me on your fantasy, then bench me.
He called it an S show, and then he said he wasn't going to apologize for his comments. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer what we got going here. Total buy-in, even if you don't get the football. Let's get to James in Richmond. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, James.
Can you hear me good? I'm driving to work right now.
Yeah, we got you.
I'm driving to work. I just want to give my take. What the Lions really have to do is if we can contain our offensive line can play good, Holt Carter and Holt Mason Graham are big guys. Mason Graham, veteran, he knows what he's doing. If we can contain them guys, it opened the holes up for our running game and protect them all. That's going to be huge. But also, if McNeil and Hutch can get going and put Hurts off with his game, make him do things he doesn't like to do, that's going to be a huge success for us.
I want to just clarify, they don't have Mason Graham.
No, he's playing in Cleveland. They do have Jordan Davis.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought Mason Graham came back to them after he retired. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's Brandon Graham. Yeah. Yeah.
Different Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah. Younger brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spitting image of one another.
Yeah.
Don't you see the resemblance?
Brother from another mother.
We have to get Hurts off. We have to get Hurts off of his game. Make him make bad throws. We don't want him to scram because obviously he can scram and he can run the ball.
Yeah, James, I knew what you were saying. I just, for people listening, they needed to just make sure that was clarified. They got good defensive tackles in Philadelphia. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Real quick, Adam in Gibraltar. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, two keys to the game. I feel like Lions will win this game if they can convert on third down effectively. And I feel like they will run away with this game if they can run steadily on first down. I think those are going to be the two keys to the game because if they can run the ball effectively on first down, that's going to open up the play action game for Goff. And I think they're just going to torch that secondary with J-Mo and St. Brown. I mean, we've seen that last week when they get that play going in the misdirection. I know they leaned heavily on the right side of the field on that play action, and they just dragged J-Mo to the other side of the field. I thought that was a perfect misdirection play for when he was – I don't know if you guys recall that. He went down the sideline. It was like a little
Yeah.
So I like that. So
Adam,
third down effectiveness and first down running.
It's a good phone call. It's good points. What you're talking about is putting those linebackers in conflict with misdirection, with play action, with running and having success on early downs and putting them on their heels.
Yeah, and if you look at the way that Dan Campbell called the game last week, it was obviously the run game was effective, so it set up play action, and they ran play action more against Washington than they had in the previous games of the regular season so far.
Get to the picks, but first, Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. Well, just weeks before his scheduled release from prison and 15 years since his boys vanished, John Skelton has been charged with 3 counts of open murder. So he's already served nearly 15 years in prison for unlawful imprisonment, in connection with the disappearance of his child or of his children, right? He was scheduled to be released from prison on November 29th, but he's now going to be transported to the Lenawee County Jail, booked on charges of open murder. And that means a jury can decide whether he is guilty of first or second degree murder if convicted. Now, shortly after these charges were announced, the Skelton family did release a lengthy statement, and they just basically said that their priority has always been and will continue to be finding out what happened to the boys, Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner. They want to seek justice for them. They say they ask that the investigation be allowed to proceed thoroughly and without interference so that the truth may finally come out. So hopefully they get that for sure.
Yeah, I can't imagine the misery of not knowing.
Nope. The Detroit Lions are bringing in some heavy hitters to produce the Thanksgiving Day halftime show. So on Thursday, the team announced that Eminem and his longtime manager and president of Shady Records, Paul Rosenberg, will consult with the club on talent selection and then produce all aspects of the halftime show for Thanksgiving. Plus, it's not just a one-time deal. It's a multi-year partnership between them. It will run through at least 2027. Rod Wood says that they are thrilled to be working with Marshall and Paul, who they say are not only some of the most accomplished and respected names in the music industry, but also longtime Lions fans.
Lions fans, and probably nobody better to know the pulse of Detroit and what Lions fans and Detroit fans would want to see.
Yeah, less of what we had with Jack Harlow a few years ago. Less of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the mall inflatable setup.
It was inflated. Yeah, it looked it was really bad.
These guys will do a good job.
I think so, too. A road rage attack in Troy left a Macomb County man unresponsive in a busy intersection on Sunday morning. So police were called to John R. and Square Lake Roads. This was just before 11 a.m. after witnesses say that a driver got out of his car and then started hitting and kicking the victim, a 48-year-old man. The victim had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. The driver fled the scene, but was later stopped where police pulled him over and arrested him. He's now been charged with aggravated assault. And as Thanksgiving Day nears, families are, looking for good meal deals as they plan their holiday feast. And this year, Meijer wants to make sure that you are all set, and they're offering a free turkey with a purchase of $75 or more, is super easy to do these days, especially if you go and you start buying your desserts and your sides and all of that. So the offer is only good at Meijer Market stores. So it's not going to be at every single Meijer location. You need to use your M-Perks rewards as well. But they say, hey, once you hit that $75 mark, that turkey is yours. You do need to take it home that day. You can't come back for it later. But you can use this deal in Royal Oak, Detroit, Clarkston. Like I said, not available at all Meijer locations. And you can't go and just buy gift cards. You need to be buying food, alcohol, gift cards, bottle deposits. Don't go towards that $75. But pretty cool way to get a free turkey.
Have you guys ordered your turkey yet?
No, I don't make the turkey.
Oh. Well, I know you don't eat the turkey.
I don't eat either. Or make.
Oh, really?
So, no, I don't order. I don't do any of those things.
Oh. Tom, you guys order your turkey? You ready?
I already got it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well, they say there's less turkey out there.
Who makes the turkey?
Aunts and uncles for us.
Wherever we go. So, whoever's hosting.
Yeah.
I think whoever hosts makes. I mean, if we were hosting, if I was hosting Thanksgiving, I would make the turkey. We've never hosted. We host Christmas. That's what we do. Uh-huh. I've never made a turkey, and you do not want me to make a turkey. So,
okay,
it's left in better hands.
Noted.
Okay,
you want to pull a gizzard out?
Oh no! I told you my experience just cutting chickens. The rotisserie chickens. I was screaming as I was.
The fully cooked rotisserie chicken?
Yeah. You gotta
even
go
that
like...
that freaked you out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? All right. I'm better at it now because my kids eat it, but the first time I had to do it, Colin was like, are you okay? I'm like, no! There's a rib cage! You gotta...
Dad, it's cooked. It's great. Anyway, that's Heather with the news.
You gotta take it off the bones.
Yes, there are bones. These are just an animal, Heather.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Yes.
John had a great week in the picks last week. 6-1, our boys heating up.
There you go.
Better late than never.
Got some work to do next. 97.1.
Hey, we all know, we just talked about, hey, the holidays are right around the corner. What comes with the holidays? A lot of stress and some indulgence. How about the best way to handle both of those is to get a great workout in? Planet Fitness offers you that opportunity right now. $1 down, $15 a month gets you in the door. And if you like what you see when you're in there, you can always upgrade to their Black Card membership. And I highly recommend it because the Black Card membership allows you access to every single location. So there's one right around the corner, pretty much wherever you are in Metro Detroit. They got 50 of them and still expanding around the country. Same thing. And you can also take a guest with you every single time. So it's kind of like splitting one. There's so much that Planet Fitness offers. That Black Card membership, you can use their hydro massage, other innovative amenities, and I already mentioned some of the other great things. They've got all the equipment. If you like to lift weights, they've got it. You want cardio, they've got it. So find your nearest club and join today. You can do it in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week on The Picks, it's brought to you by Shaner Roofing. Quick standings update. I'm in first place with a nice little three-game cushion. Tom in second, Heather in third, Greg in fourth. John's in last, but went 6-1 last week.
Boom!
Let's get after it.
John was tired of hearing everybody talk trash about his record, so he went 6-1 last week. That was a great job by John. We're going to start this week in Athens, Georgia, where the Bulldogs are favored by 5.5 over the Texas Longhorns, Jim.
There are some people that believe Arch is finally hitting his stride. I will point out that Texas on the road this year has struggled. Columbus early, at the Swamp. They nearly got out of Lexington and Starkville. I love the Dogs at night to roll.
I just don't know what I believe about either of these teams. Is Arch starting to find his stride? Better late than never? Is this Georgia team just kind of middle of the road? And I think that they are. I don't know that their offense can really just go out there and outscore you. And I do like Texas's defense. So I'm going to take Texas to not win the game, but at least cover.
I'm going to go with Georgia. Georgia peaches, Coca-Cola was developed in Georgia.
Well, I thought it was going to be because you like dogs. It's the Bulldogs.
Well, I do like dogs. And then I looked. I almost didn't pick it because Ryan Seacrest is an alumni.
McConaughey. I thought you loved McConaughey.
I do. But I like Coke better, I guess.
You and Stoney.
Texas has been hanging around just enough to get noticed, and now they're at the bottom of that bubble being in the college football playoff. They're noticed now. I'll take Georgia to stamp them down.
Well, you won't be on Longhorn Island, John. I'm going to take Texas here. This is their last stand. Kind of Greg alluded to that in terms of they're out of the playoff almost for sure if they don't win this game. And Arch has been playing better. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. That's why I'm taking the points. I don't think Texas will win either, John. I do think they'll cover.
To Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Crimson Tide, favored by 5.5 points against the visiting Oklahoma Sooners, John.
And it's Brett Venables' defense has been legit all season long. That's been the one thing that they've been able to hang their hat on. However, Ty Simpson, that group of receivers, Alabama in Tuscaloosa, I think it's just too much. I'll take Alabama and the points.
I'll take Alabama as well.
OU's offense has hit since Matera's injury. I will take Bama.
Greg, I don't know if Oklahoma's going to be able to score much in this game. I'm going to take Alabama. And Alabama is the team why in Thursday touchdown yesterday, you guys both took A&M, Ohio State, and Indiana versus the field to win the national title. I wouldn't have done that because I think Alabama's the one other team that might win it.
Mm-hmm. Clean sweep, Crimson Tide. Ooh. And how about this for you?
No Sooner Island for you?
No Sooner Island. They have faced three top 25 offenses. None have scored more than 21 points. Yeah, Oklahoma can stop the run. Here's the deal. Alabama doesn't run the ball. They're more than comfortable slinging it in the intermediate, shallow, and deep shots down the field. I like the Tide.
The team that refuses to be left off of the pick sheet because of their head coach, a great leader of men, Jonathan Smith, Michigan State, 7.5 point home underdogs to Penn State. Heather.
I'm going to go with Penn State.
Even though you're wearing green today?
Yeah, but did you know that their original colors, John, were pink and black?
Michigan State?
No, Penn State. How sweet.
Pink and black?
Yes.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. I didn't look at the date, but I just saw that pop up somewhere, and I thought, well, that was sweet. I wish they would have kept it.
Yeah, me too.
Not going against cover master Jonathan Smith, Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm going with the Spartans here, too. They are a covering machine. Can Penn State bounce back after just an absolutely devastating James Franklin-like loss last week? I'm going to take the points here.
Penn State got up to play Ohio State for a half. Penn State got up to play Indiana for a full game. Is Penn State going to get up to play Michigan State? Look, the Spartans aren't even good at cheating, but they're good at covering. I'll take Michigan State.
So we got... Oh, you're the only one that took Penn State?
I am.
Well, I hate to do this because I just want to beat Heather. I am going to take Penn State. I do think that they are able to... Like, this is a very prideful team. And I don't know what's going on in East Lansing. I don't know the issues. Don't really care. But I do think that Penn State wins and covers.
Michigan is 11.5 point favorites as they travel to Chicago, the north side, to take on Northwestern at Wrigley Field. John will be there. You know
with
what my wife
glove.
Was?
Yep, with my ball glove.
When my wife was applying to colleges, she did not want to go to Northwestern because at that time it was just, quote, a football school. Michigan's the better football school. I'll take Michigan.
Yeah, I'm surprised that this spread isn't more like 14.5. I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. Northwestern scored 110 points in 6 Big Ten games. I think Michigan's going to cover here. I think they're going to hold Northwestern's offense down. And I think Michigan will start ramping up, and you'll start seeing a few signs for the Ohio State game. You know, Sharon got them ready last year. And with the bye week, I like Michigan in this spot.
It's an opportunity week.
Look, Michigan doesn't score a lot of points either, Tom. That's why 11.5 is a good number. Well, that's why. I'm going to take Northwestern.
11.5. I'm with Jim on this one because the inconsistencies of this Michigan offense. And the thing about Northwestern, they got up to play Penn State. And this is a team. I think Michigan wins the game, but I think it's going to be much closer. Northwestern doesn't make a lot of mistakes. They're a very disciplined team. Their time of possession, they possess the football, puts the pressure on Michigan to be able to make big plays, and I just don't know that they're going to be consistent enough, so I'll take the Cats. Go Cats.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Northwestern, too. Very different reason, because it made me think of Jamie, and he always used to go with his Go Cats. He'd do the claw.
The claw.
Yeah.
To the NFL, Seahawks travel to Los Angeles, takes on the Rams.
Go Cats.
Rams are favored by 3.5, Tom.
This is a great game. I'm going to look forward to watching this one. Actually, it's, you know what? This is a regional game, by the way. It's not America's Game of the Week. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here and the points. Mike McDonald, 11-1 overall on the road as a head coach.
That's an incredible stat. He's done an incredible job. Look, you got to know who you are as a person and be unapologetically yourself. I am someone who doesn't believe in Sam Darnold. Give me the Rams.
Hey, Mike.
You look at this Seattle defense. And yeah, they've looked really good against the Jags, the Texans, the Commanders, the Cardinals, but none of those teams you would look at and go, wow, that's a good offense. I think it's a good defense, but I'm going to take the Rams. I think Matthew Stafford right now is 100% in a great rhythm. He's seeing the field, and I don't think the Seahawks can stop him. So give me Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, that offense, and the Rams.
Yeah, I want the Rams too.
I'll take the Seahawks, getting those 3.5 points. Chiefs are at the Broncos. Chiefs are laying 3.5 points. Jim.
I want the points. I think the front for Denver can get after Patrick Mahomes. He may be running a lot of east and west. Points are a premium. Give me the home dog.
Points are a premium, and the Broncos won't be able to score any of them. They've struggled against good defenses. Spagnuolo, I think, and I know this game is in Denver, but I think it's just too much. The Chiefs are, again, backs against the wall, have to win. Give me the Chiefs.
Give me the Chiefs as well.
I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm going to go Chiefs here too. Andy Reid, 22-4 overall off bye weeks. And the Chiefs have got to win this game, I think, if they want to win the AFC West.
So are you on Mile High Island?
Apparently. Huh. Look, I think the Chiefs will win the game, but I'll take the points. All right, last game, right?
Nobody calls for the upset. They're always like, couch like everybody's like couches. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't think they'll win the game, but they'll cover. Everybody's stony.
Everybody's got a little stony in them.
Lions travel to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Eagles are favored by 2.5 points. Rumor has it, Carrie Underwood will be waiting all day for Sunday night and be singing about it before the game. Let's start with John.
Ugh, can't stand that song. It's just the singer. Anyway, all right, got off track. I think that the Lions find a way to run the ball, play action passes there. They do what they have to do to keep Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley contained enough. And Lions win. Lions take this one. I am all in, baby.
Yeah, me too. Despite the fact that I'm wearing a green sweatshirt today, I'm choosing the Lions.
Sending mixed messages. Yeah, it's a typical woman.
What?
Mixed messages.
Mixed messages.
Yikes. Eagles.
I get the picks recap next week. Typical woman will be one of the things that's said. In fact, that might need to be a drop for the rest of eternity. All right. I got some numbers here quick. Lions are 41-12 since Halloween of 2022. The Eagles are 39-14, two games worse. The Eagles have one Super Bowl appearance and a Super Bowl championship. The Lions have nothing to show for it. I think the Lions want to prove that they belong on the big boy field here. Eagles are 23-3 since September 29th of 2024. And I think the smoke between A.J. Brown, the offense, Kevin Petullo is real. And I think this is the week that the Eagles kind of show that they have internal issues. And from that point on, they're going to have to decide if they want to correct that thing. The Lions will take advantage of this. Maybe the Eagles have to do what the Lions did in terms of having Sirianni take over play calling. The Lions have already done it. I think the Lions are going to go in there and win.
Yeah, this is not what I have a ton of confidence in, but I'm going to take the Lions. Eagles are vulnerable. As much as you want to downplay, not you, John, but as much as people may want to downplay the Commanders win, oh, it's the Commanders, it's how they looked in that game. It's unlocking a lot of the things they're supposed to be doing offensively. I think that translates. I think they come in with something to prove. Give me the Lions.
And Dan Campbell, 13-3 in primetime games. Let's get fired up.
Let's do it. It's the Picks brought to you by Shana Roofing, 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham & Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years. Their extensive experience means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their firm. Many firms come and go, but for 30 years, that's three decades of experience, it's a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Moving some things around today on a Football Friday. Mike Tirico going to join us at 7:35. That means we're going to move the cookie jar to 7 o'clock. 10 minutes. We'll get to it. Ticket texter. John hates the Sunday Night Football song. That seems like you say you hate our national anthem.
No, I don't mind the song. I mind the voice.
He doesn't like Carrie Underwood.
Really?
Nails on a chalkboard.
What about the Greg Hargrave edition, though?
Oh, I'd rather have that one.
You rather than put Greg.
Oh, yeah. So great.
At least that makes me smile.
This is why you sing on the air, Heather, because you have those moments and they become legendary.
I don't think there'd be anything legendary about my singing.
We don't know until we hear it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's exactly right.
At some point, we'll get her.
Eventually, you'd think so. She's still workshopping some cookie jar answers. I feel like I may have stumped you this week.
You did. I have a long list and I can't narrow it down, so we'll see.
All right, we'll do our best. Lions-Eagles Sunday night. John, I have put together my top five most important players for this game.
I am very curious. This has been something we've been talking about all week long, and I am curious as to what your top five are in this game.
Did I get it right? Did I miss somebody? I'm sure I did. It's only five players from a game full of stars.
Mm-hmm.
Top five most important players for this game. Number five, Derek Barnes. You want to follow the Baltimore blueprint? He was critical in that game. He had a sack. They used him as a spy. The linebacker level. You want to get away playing three linebackers in today's NFL? Derek Barnes' versatility lets you be more formidable in the box against Barkley and Hurts, and it'll help you chase down Jalen Hurts. He leads all stand-up linebackers in pressures and sacks. I think Barnes is a critical piece for this football game.
Okay.
Number four. I think we expect it to be a close football game, right? Spread indicates within a field goal. You're going to need a big explosive play. J-Mo. The Eagles' defense is 30th in average depth of target. You can get them with a deep shot. 17 yards per catch is the best on the Lions. J-Mo. X factor, swing play on the explosive passing game to flip the game on the road. Number three, Jalen Hurts. 16 touchdowns to one interception. He simply does not make mistakes. He extends drives. It's infuriating if you're playing against him. He finishes drives in the red zone. Everybody thinks about the tush push. He's also the best passer completion percentage in the red zone. High percentage, get the tight end, the dump offs. Pick your poison, and he seemingly always makes the right call. So you have to impact him. You have to force turnovers. And if he plays clean, Philly's going to do what they always do. Win. As ugly as it may be, win. Number two, Jahmyr Gibbs. Fun fact, Jonathan Taylor leads the NFL with 8 explosive runs. Gibbs has 7 on 61 fewer carries. He's your home run hitter, but he's also your between the tackles pace setter. He does everything for this offense. He unlocks everything for this offense. You want to put linebackers in conflict? You want to punish them for a false step on a misdirection or a false step on a swing pass? You want to set up your play action? It's Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get the most touches in this game of any Lion, and Jahmyr Gibbs got to have to punish Philadelphia Eagles defense. And my number one most important player for this football game is Jalen Carter. Not just for the revisionist radio that will come if he wrecks this game, but because he has the ability to wreck this game. He's top 10 in pressures from the interior in all of football. Only one sack, so I'm sure in Philly they're doing an Aiden Hutchinson routine. How important are pressures? This is a week where he's facing a leaky middle of the Lions offense. If you get to Goff, you'll force turnovers. If Goff's forcing up turnovers on the road, the Lions are losing this football game. I think Jalen Carter is the bar none most important player for this football game. How'd I do?
So I don't necessarily disagree with how important all of these players are. And, you know, Derek Barnes, yeah, that was a major key to keeping Lamar Jackson in check.
I missed somebody, didn't I?
You did, and I don't know how you go into a game like this, especially with how much you hate him, and maybe that's why. But Jared Goff, in regards to you're going to have to get a good performance from him. And I don't think it's, hey, you don't have to get a 300-yard passing day from Jared Goff. But when you hear from Dan Campbell, and it's not just because he was calling plays last week, it's been this way really for a number of years, getting to the line of scrimmage and putting this team in the best play possible. I think one of the things that gets underrated about Jared Goff, and we always talk about, is, you know, tiny hands in cold weather, and, you know, playing outside, and, you know, his propensity in big games to have some turnovers. It's the mental side of it for Jared Goff in regards to just how much he understands this offense. And it is this offense now that he is operating, because it's the offense from the last couple of years. It is Dan Campbell's offense. Dan even said it. Hey, there's times where, you know, he had my back mm-hmm. in that game last week against Washington. Now, how much of that was just, you know, conversation? How much of it did he actually have to have his back because you're playing against a poor defense? When you're going against this Philly defense and you're looking at where those linebackers are, if they're going to be blitzing, he's really good against the blitz as long as he gets that ball out. And what happened last week, less than 2.5 seconds, that ball was gone. Mm-hmm. Quickest release from snap to delivering the ball that the NFL has seen this year. That's where Jared Goff is going to excel on Sunday night.
You're on the road. Call breaks down. Different play caller, right? Mm-hmm. He has to be the guy who doesn't get rattled. He has to be the calming influence on this offense. He has been. He has to be. It's a good note. Tom, did I miss anybody?
I'm going to go just non-player. Dave Phipp. The special teams has got the return.
Yeah.
Has got to be cleaned up, because the Eagles offense is struggling right now. Don't give them short field. Don't give them easy points. And I don't want to see Jake Bates in the tackle column.
Right. Yeah. Or Jack Fox.
Right.
Let's get to the cookie jar next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.